WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston. And if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a runaway roller coaster, thrilling one minute, completely terrifying the next. Ever feel that way? Like stress and anxiety are these unwelcome passengers just tagging along for the ride? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into five simple yet powerful ways to actually reduce stress and anxiety in your daily life. Trust me, these aren't some crazy self-help gimmicks or ancient meditation techniques. These are practical tips you can weave right into your existing routine, making those stressful moments feel a whole lot less, well, stressful. First up, let's talk about the power of movement. Now, I know what you're thinking, Leo. I'm already swamped with to-dos. Adding exercise to my list just sounds like another chore. But hear me out. Even a quick 10-minute walk can do wonders for your mind and body. Think about it. When you're feeling stressed, your body is often tense and wound up. A little movement helps release those built-up tensions, gets your blood flowing, and gives your brain a much-needed boost of feel-good chemicals. You know that feeling when you finish a workout and just feel lighter? That's your dopamine kicking in, ready to take on the world. Next up, we've got to talk about mindfulness, not just some hippy-dippy term, but a seriously powerful tool for managing stress. It's all about being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Sounds simple, right? Well, it can be surprisingly challenging, but there are tons of easy ways to practice mindfulness throughout your day. Try taking a few deep breaths before you dive into a stressful situation. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells around you while you're having your coffee. Really savor those moments. Even just taking a few minutes to focus on your breath can make a huge difference. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Leo, life is hectic. How am I supposed to find time for all this? And that's totally fair. But here's the thing. Even small acts of self-care can have a big impact on your stress levels. Make time for things you enjoy. Reading a good book, catching up with friends, taking a hot bath, whatever helps you recharge and de-stress. Remember, you deserve to take care of yourself. Number 4 is all about setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to say no? That can lead to burnout faster than you can say overwhelmed. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or time. Prioritize what truly matters, and don't be afraid to let go of things that aren't serving you. Finally, let's talk about the importance of sleep. It's not just about feeling rested. It's crucial for both physical and mental health. When you're sleep-deprived, your stress levels skyrocket. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Put away those screens an hour before bed and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. All right, folks, let me tell you about this awesome woman I met last week at the coffee shop, Sarah. She was juggling a full-time job, grad school, and a side hustle. I could practically see the stress radiating off of her. But when I asked how she was coping, she told me she'd been making small changes to incorporate these tips into her routine. Sarah started taking 15-minute walks during her lunch break. She downloaded a mindfulness app and set reminders throughout the day to take a few deep breaths. She also learned to say no to extra commitments and prioritize getting 7-8 hours of sleep each night. And guess what? Sarah was glowing. Her energy levels were up, she felt more focused, and her overall stress levels had significantly decreased. Just goes to show you that even small changes can make a world of difference. So, there you have it, folks. 5 simple ways to reduce stress and anxiety in your daily life. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Start implementing these tips today and watch the magic happen. You got this. Now go out there and make those stress monsters tremble. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of calm, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep that dopamine flowing and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.